The History of the Ptolemaic Empire, Ptolemy II, Part 2, Family Issues. Now, Ptolemy II had two half-brothers, Kyrenos and Meleager. Ptolemy II's first wife was the daughter of the great Lysimachus, Arsinoe I, who was the mother of his legitimate children. But of course, he was a Ptolemy, he had others. A concubine named Bilstich had an illegitimate son, Ptolemy Andromachov. His mistresses included Agathoclea, Agalus, the daughter of Megacles, a cupbearer known as Cleon, Diphme, the Chian harp player Clau, the flautist Menes, the actress Machiron, the flautist Pothins, and another flautist Stratonike. So obviously he liked the musicians quite a bit, and of course caused all kinds of problems at the court. Not that this is unusual. Now his wives. His first wife, well, that's Arsinoe I. She was the second daughter and the youngest child born to King Lysimachus and his wife Nicaea. She had one brother, Agathocles, and one sister, Eurydice. Arsinoe I became the first wife of Ptolemy II. They were indeed distant maternal cousins. They were part of a treaty between Lysimachus and Ptolemy I in a deal to block off and form an alliance against Seleucus I. Now, between 279 and 273 BC, Arsinoe II, that is the sister of Ptolemy, arrived in Egypt. Now, she was the last wife of Lysimachus, and she had fled her half-brother husband, Ptolemy Kyrenos. Probably at the instigation of Arsinoe II, Arsinoe I was accused of conspiracy to assassinate Ptolemy II. Although Arsinoe I had given Ptolemy II three children, that would be Ptolemy III, Lysimachus of Egypt, and a girl named Bernice, Arsinoe I was divorced and then exiled to Coptus in southern Egypt. Ptolemy II then married his sister Arsinoe II. After her death, she died childless. Ptolemy's children by his first wife were officially regarded as the children of Arsinoe II. Arsinoe I lived for 20 years in exile, living in splendor, and ultimately it was her son who succeeded Ptolemy II, becoming, of course, Ptolemy III. So, although this is a short podcast, to try and keep track of who's where and the relationships of the various people, it does require just separating them out. Otherwise, we'll get them all confused with everything else. Because remember, in the Seleucid dynasty that I went through, there towards the end where half-brother was killing half-brother and marrying sister and so forth and so on, it becomes quite a mess. And the Ptolemies are going to be that way too. I mean, obviously, since we have a list of all of these fancy mistresses, including the fact that he appeared to like flautists really well, since three of them were his mistresses, so he liked some musical talent, it's just a little easier to do. Now, the next show will be, of course, about Ptolemy III, the benefactor, Eugenes. Now, the sources for this is The History of the Ptolemaic Empire by Homble, Alexander de Actium, The History of the Evolution of the Hellenistic Age by Green, and The Chronicles of the Pharaohs by Clayton. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, check out the souvenirs. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.